Hi, my name is Denise and a recorded line. Is this regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Hi, my name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Amy Case, A-M-Y, and the last name is Case, K-C-A-S-E, Case. And the phone number, the phone number is 530-614-0786.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'll go ahead and take it from here.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, Miss Amy.
Hi. Yes.
Hi. Again, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Let me just update this information here. So your phone number is, let's see, 520-610-0786. Is that correct?
No, it's 530-614-0786.
Oh, got it. Okay, 530-614-0786.
Yes.
Thank you for correcting me. And then as far as your name, A as in apple, M as in Mary, Y, is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Let me put this into the system. And then last name, K, C-A-S-E. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. All righty. So let's see here, Miss Amy, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have an attorney at the moment?
No, I don't.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And then have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian.
Ovarian?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And do you have a subtype, Miss Amy?
I can't pronounce it. It's epithelial or something like that.
Oh, okay. So does it start with an F?
It starts with an E.
With an E. Okay.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Let me see. I have endometriode adenocarcinoma, and then there's also epithelial.
Yes.
Epithelial?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much for that. That was helpful. And then we are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then when were you diagnosed with ovarian?
In December of 2023.
December of 2023. Okay.
Yeah.
And I do need to put an exact date, even if it's a guesstimate. Would you say in the beginning of December, the middle, or the end?
It was the 15th.
Oh, okay. So the 15th, December 15th, okay, of 2023. And then, again, I am so sorry to hear about your diagnosis. How are you feeling presently?
Oh, I'm in remission, so.
You're in remission? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's good that you're being treated and that you're in remission now. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
And hopefully things gradually keep getting better for you, Miss Amy.
Yes.
And then, Miss Amy, what is your diagnosing doctor's name? We can look him up on Google.
It's Deanne Dawson.
And what state was that in?
California.
California. Okay. Let's see.
Or Deanna Dawson.
Deanna, and then the last name, can you spell that for me, please?
The last name is D-A-W-S-O-N.
D D-A-W-S-O-N. Okay. Yes. I did find a Deanna Dawson, M.D., Sacramento, California. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, I was in Folsom.
I'm sorry?
Well, the hospital was in Folsom that I went to.
In Folsom?
But, yeah, she's out of Sacramento. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So maybe we can look up that specific address here. I'll put Folsom and see what comes up.
Okay.
Was it like Folsom Hospital?
Yeah, Mercy.
Okay, let's see. Here we go. I did find a Mercy Medical Group. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's where I had my surgery, but I believe she is in Sacramento.
Okay, okay. So I do see Mercy Medical Group Midtown Internal Medicine, and that is 3000 Q Street, floor 5.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me put that into the system here. Address. And then phone number. I have a phone number of 916-733-3310.
Yes.
Does that sound familiar? Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Let's see. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Just the L'Oreal. I used it about once a month.
Once a month. Okay. So the question is, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
About once a month.
Once a month? Okay.
Yeah.
So then that would be 12 times a year?
Yeah.
Okay. And then are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Can I get your date of birth, please?
It's 10/30/1982.
Okay. 10/30/1982.
Yes.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer? Excuse me. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And Miss Amy, do you know of any family members or friends that were also affected after using the hair relaxers that were able to assist?
No, I don't.
Okay, no problem. And what state did you use the hair relaxers? Was that only in California?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you start using hair relaxers?
I started using it in 2006.
Okay. And I do have to put an actual date, February. Okay. Would it be like February 15th, the 10th?
I think it was the 7th.
The 7th. Okay. So we'll put, February 7th of 2006. And then when did you stop using hair relaxers?
November 28th, 2023.
Okay. So let's see. November 28th of 2023.
Yes.
Okay. And how often did you apply the products? So you said it was monthly, so we will put monthly on there. Because you said it was once a month. And then how many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer products? I know you said 2006 until 2023. Was that consecutive?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd
so
say
that
about
was
17 years.
17 years. Okay.
Yeah.
And let's see. Did you use the hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Home.
Home. Okay.
Yeah.
And which brand did you use? You said L'Oreal, correct?
Yes.
Earlier? Okay. Was that like L'Oreal Dark and Lovely, Motions, or like is there another name or just L'Oreal?
Just L'Oreal.
Okay. All righty. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? So then you used it
No.
one full year, right? One full year.
Yes.
And then it's asking, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product? So your cancer diagnosis happened December of 2023. You started using
right.
the product 2006 until 2023.
Right. So no, I didn't get diagnosed 2 years after.
So what it's asking, did you use the product regularly for at least 1 year prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive when you were diagnosed with ovarian? What was your treatment for the ovarian?
I had surgery to remove the infected part of the ovaries.
Surgery to remove infected part of ovaries. Okay.
And then I was given hormone medication and antibiotics.
Hormone medication and antibiotics. Okay.
And painkillers.
And painkillers. Okay. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when was your treatment date, Ms. Amy?
Which one? Surgery?
When you started treatment for the ovarian cancer in general, when did you start treatment? Because you were diagnosed December, so was it like around the same time?
Yeah.
Okay. So you were diagnosed December 15th. Would you say treatment started like a week later?
I was on the 18th.
On the 18th. Okay.
Then I had, yeah.
So it started right away. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Because it was stage one.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, it's always, like, unfortunate to hear any diagnosis like that, but the bright side is that, you know, you took action and getting
early.
Treatment.
Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then your treating doctor, so I know we determined your diagnosing doctor, but now this is asking for your treating doctor.
It's the same one.
Okay. So Mercy Medical Group?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Mercy Hospital. Yeah.
Mercy. It's coming up as Mercy Medical Group Midtown Internal Medicine on 3000 Q Street, Sacramento.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just input that information in here. Phone number. And then address. And then treating doctor name, Deanna Dawson. MD, okay. And then, Miss Amy, can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then let me input your name into the section. Amy. Last name. Do you have a middle initial?
C.
C as in cat?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Miss Amy, can I please get your social security? And this is for the law firm to run an identity verification in order to match your medical records. So this is for your protection.
Okay. It's 604-200-0668.
Okay. 604-200-0668. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, can I please get an email address?
It's LIAMTYLER and then the number 8 at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay. L as in Lima, I, A as in Apple, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, Y, L, E as in elephant, R as in river, 8 at gmail.com?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then let me put your phone number in this section. 530-614-0786. Is this a mobile number?
Yes.
And what would be your contact preference? This would be for the law firm to know for future reference. Phone call, text, or
anything.
Email?
Text, I prefer.
Okay. And the best time of the day, I know you said anytime. I do have to pick one, morning,
yeah.
Afternoon, or evening.
Let's do afternoon.
Okay. And then can I get your home address, please?
It's 5387 Pyramid Peak Drive.
Pyramid.
And El Dorado.
Peak.
Sorry.
Drive in El Dorado, California. Okay.
95623.
Perfect. Is there a unit number or apartment number?
No.
Okay. Let's see. And we always have to ask, the law firm will definitely go over everything with you as far as medical records, but we have to ask, we're required to ask. Do you have a copy of your medical records?
I do not.
Okay. And just say the law firm were to request for you to provide them. Again, we're required to ask, but they'll go over all the guidelines when it comes to this.
Okay.
Would you be able to provide them mail or electronically or both?
Probably electronically.
Okay. And then, Miss Amy, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Live with me.
Okay. And then can I get their first name?
Tyson, T-Y-S-O-N.
Okay. Last name?
Earhart. E-R.
E-R.
H-A.
H-A.
H-A-R-D-T.
Got it. Okay. And then phone number?
530-306-2820.
Okay, 530-306-2820.
Yes.
And relationship?
Boyfriend.
Okay. Thank you for that information. So it looks like we have everything we need. I'm going to review all the details with you one last time to make sure that there are no typos before we create a DocuSign for you to sign. Just want to make sure everything is correct, okay, before we do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. Let me just scroll up here. You would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything with another law firm. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. We determined the subtype. We are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. And you were diagnosed with ovarian 12/15 of 2023. We have your doctor's information here, Deanna Dawson, diagnosing doctor. Let me keep scrolling down. And you did use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer. You use hair relaxer on average 12 times a year. And then I have a date of birth of 10/30/1982. You started using hair relaxers 2/7 of 2006. You stopped using hair relaxer November 28th of 2023. You were using it monthly about 17 consecutive years. Let me keep scrolling down. You were using L'Oreal as the name brand. And as far as your treatment, that was surgery to remove the infected part of the ovaries. You were given hormone medication, antibiotics, and painkillers. Your treatment date was 12/18 of 2023. We also have Deanna Dawson as your treating doctor. And then first name, Amy, A-M-Y, middle initial, C as in cat. And then I have last name K, C as in cat, A as in apple, S as in Sam, E as in elephant.
Right.
I have a social security 604-200-0668.
Mm-hmm.
I have an email address of liamtyler8@gmail.com. Phone number 530-614-0786. This is a cell phone number, and I have your address as 5387 Pyramid Peak Drive, El Dorado, California, 95623. Does all that sound correct? Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. So let me just check one more thing here. Okay. So, Miss Amy, what will happen now? I will be submitting this and you will be receiving an email shortly. Let me check one more thing here. Sorry, it's just giving me an error message, so I'm making sure that I filled in all the boxes here.
Okay.
Just double checking everything. El Dorado. I guess that didn't come up. Maybe that's why. Let me type it in here. El Dorado. California. Okay. Let's try this again. Okay. It looks like it went through this time, Miss Amy. So you should be receiving that email shortly. Once you do receive the email, it will prompt you on where to sign Eduardo Initial. I will stay on the phone just in case you need any assistance. Okay.
Okay.
Just let me know and I'm more than happy to assist.
Okay. Do I push review document?
Yeah, so, yeah, you click on the link.
Okay.
And then once the DocuSign webpage opens, you can click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen.
Okay.
Then you may
also... a minute, sorry.
Oh, no problem. And then I believe from that point on, it asks you for consent.
Okay.
And then let me know if you still need help. I'm right here.
Okay. And now it's giving me the contract.
Yeah, it says it should be like you can check the box that says agree to use electronic records and signature and then continue.
Okay, I did that.
Okay, and then at the top of the page, you will see a yellow start button.
Okay.
You can click that, okay. And then from that point on, it should like prompt you on where to sign, where to initial.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. There's no K in front of my last name. It's just C-A-S-E.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, I didn't
catch
that.
No problem. So no K. Let me go in there, remove that. Thank you for catching that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Hair relaxer. Submissions. One second here. Okay, so it's just C as in cat, A as in apple,
yeah.
S as in Sam, E as in elephant case?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then give me one second here. Okay, it would just take a minute for me to review it before I send it off again.
So do I need to start over?
Yeah, I will be resending this to you now. Let me just make sure that this is the right one. One second here. Let me correct it on this end. Almost done. Get it. Okay. It should be completed now. You will be receiving a corrected one.
Okay.
I checked it. I double checked it, but I made all the corrections. You never know, though. The system can be tricky, so make sure that it came up on your end the way I corrected it.
Okay, that looks right.
Okay, perfect. And it has your name on a few different places, I believe, so as long as it's correct on every section.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I pushed finish.
Okay, perfect. So let me check it on my end to make sure that it all looks good.
Okay.
Amy Case, perfect. Signature, Amy C. Case. Signature, initials, signature. Perfect. All looks great. So what will happen now, Miss Amy, I will be sending you a text message with my direct number in case any questions come up. You're more than welcome to contact me directly.
Okay.
And I will also be sending you a text message with the law firm's information, even though you will also have it in the DocuSign, but I'll send it to you as well in a text message. And I always advise that you save it just so when you do receive that initial call, when they confirm everything with you, you don't miss their call. It's important that you know it's them calling and that you try to answer.
Okay.
You know, worst comes to worst, they'll call you back, but it's always good to just be on the lookout for their call. I do thank you so much for your time, Miss Amy, and I wish you the best, okay? Happy New Year.
All right, thank you.
You're
thank
very
you,
welcome.
You.
Absolutely, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.